got a question for you. What do you do now if you're a Democrat and you're trying to figure out how to move on past the massive controversy that is surrounding Dr. Anthony Fauci and the fact that we now know that Dr. Fauci lied to us for months on end about masks and if they're effective or if they're not effective and about where the origins of COVID-19 came from and that it was actually safe for kids to be back in school, but he wasn't out there pushing that because the teachers union was telling him, don't do that. We now know a lot. We've been able to look behind the curtain and we know how many lies now we were told over the last year, a lot of them. But you can't allow COVID-19 to just disappear, right? You still have to seek power through COVID and divide people through COVID vaccines. I'm a vaccine passport. Well, there's now a new attack line coming out from the Democratic Party. It's going to divide this country based on race, based on COVID-19 vaccines, because apparently public health enemy number one now in this country is, you ready for this? White men and Trump supporters who are trying to kill you because we're less likely to get a vaccine that we've been told is safe from a guy that's been lying to us on everything. An administration that's been lying to us on everything when it comes to COVID-19. And a health organization within our government that's been lying to us and actually pushing out propaganda from the Chinese communist government. So how do you use COVID now moving forward? You use it in a way that makes it political. You do what Democrats do so well, divide this country. It's what they are good at. And you tell people that anyone that doesn't get on the vaccine bandwagon, and they've been beating this drum now for weeks and months, that you're actually trying to kill me. You're trying to kill others. You're being selfish. You're un-American. You're unpatriotic. You need to get a vaccine passport, and you need to get a vaccine passport to show others that you're not a crazy person, a white supremacist, a Trump supporter who's trying to murder everyone around them with COVID-19, even though we now know that if you have the vaccine, you're supposed to be protected from people with COVID. So why are we having this great divide? Because this is good for the Democratic Party. Vaccine segregation and the idea that vaccines segregate us has officially begun as the new policy point of this administration of the Democratic Party. Vaccines are fast becoming a universal requirement in this country. And many Americans have yielded to these arbitrary powers of the government and health officials and Dr. Fauci's and the NIAH and all of these other groups. Why? Because we're so desperate to be treated like adults again. We're desperate to be treated like we were before this insanity took place. We want to go back to normalcy so much so that we're willing to give up everything, including our medical records, just to get us to a point where we can go back and see our families, bury our dead, go to church, get our kids back in school, eat out dinner with our friends without feeling like we're in a hospital. This is a witch hunt that's being done by the government, a witch hunt that's also being done by the media. Because they need a new storyline quickly because Dr. Fauci's job is in trouble. Dr. Fauci actually could have done things that are criminal based on what we know from these emails. So we got to get back to attacking the Trump supporters, the evil white men that are trying to kill you in this country. And we are going to do vaccine segregation in America. We are going to find out who's patriotic and who's not, who's decent and who is not. We are going to divide this nation into you're either a crazy conspiracy theorists for asking any questions, even though we've been lying to you and you bust us lying over and over again, or you're a great American, an American who cares about others, his fellow man, and gets the vaccine. Just take a listen to part of this conversation last night from Tucker Carlson on Fox News.
It's about discovering who is a decent person and who, by contrast, deserves to be punished for sin. It's about finding out who has obeyed. And thankfully, once again, technology is coming to the rescue. Watch.
It's called the Immuniband. The Denver physician says it's the first of its kind on the market. It costs $19.99 and it's simple to use. After buying it, you send a copy of your vaccination card and they'll load it to their encrypted server. If someone wants to verify your vaccine record, all they got to do is take a picture of the QR code on their phone and it'll take them to that website.
It's easy. It's got a QR code. You just send a copy of your vaccination card. Just show your papers, and then you can participate in the life of your country. In New York, the state is doing this by itself. It's issuing something called the Excelsior Pass, The Excelsior Pass entitles you to all the rights and freedoms you imagined you were born with, but that turn out to be entirely contingent on whether you do exactly what Andrew Cuomo says to do immediately. Officials in New York have assured us the Excelsior Pass is totally safe. It's every bit as safe as a state-licensed nursing home, and it's utterly confidential. It's a lockbox. Your personal health information cannot be hacked by anyone, apart, of course, from hackers, people who actually try to hack it. Last month, for example, a man called Albert Foxconn broke into the Excelsior Pass in just 11 minutes. But other than that, you're completely fine. So more than a million people have downloaded the Excelsior Pass so far, and that's a victory for public health.
I want you to think about just this idea. You need to go out and buy a band that you wear every day like a wedding ring, like you don't take this off, with a QR code that people can then scan you to make sure that you're not lying about having a vaccine. Now, again, I go back to where's the personal decision-making respect for others. I'll use a line the Democrats love to use, my body, my choice, right? That's all they talk about with abortion. Why are we publicly shaming people? You don't have a vaccine? I need to know you have a vaccine. I need you to download the Excelsior app, and then we'll know that you're not lying to us about having a vaccine. No, I need to know that your QR code actually works on your wristband that marks you as a person who has been vaccinated. It's only $19.99, and I deserve to know that. Otherwise, you're trying to kill me, right? You're a conspiracy theorist. You're one of those radical white men in America that's a threat to us, and you probably support Donald Trump. Let me also remind you something about the insanity of what I'm telling you right now. Donald Trump is the guy that came up with the damn vaccine with Operation Warp Speed. Without his leadership, we may not have a vaccine right now. We're not conspiracy theorists. We're in favor of modern medicine to the point we named it Operation Warp Speed. In fact, if you go back in history, and let me remind you, Democrats were the ones saying, don't take a vaccine that Donald Trump gives you. I don't trust the vaccine that Donald Trump is rushing. I don't trust Donald Trump's vaccine. That's what they were saying until they got elected, and they took all of his hard work and tried to claim it as their own. And now they're mandating you wear a wristband or download an app on your phone. Now, while all this is going on, you got to understand why they're attacking the Trump supporter. It's because Dr. Fauci is being eviscerated online and now in public and on TV for cashing in on not only this pandemic with a new book about, quote, truth and service, but we also know from his emails that he was lying to us pretty much about everything. Profiting from the pandemic with a book deal. He says, well, I'm not going to get any royalties. He'll make money off the book, folks. You make money in speakers' fees. You make money off of probably in advance. Remember, royalties like what you sell after the fact. There's no way he did this for free. The book, by the way, has been taken down offline. They said they accidentally put it up too early for pre-order on Amazon and other websites. It's because some of you were going on there and just attacking him for being a fraud and a con artist. Many believe that what he's done is criminal now. So the White House and the Democrats have got to figure out, what the hell do we do now? Oh, we got it. We'll just attack people that don't get vaccines. We'll divide this country based on race using the vaccine to do it. We'll say that only good and noble and just people, only good, noble and just people get the vaccine. Everybody else sucks. Everybody else is terrible. Everybody else is trying to kill you. That is what we'll say. And it'll stick, right? Oh, and you got to download a QR code or wear a bracelet marking that you're one of the good and noble people that got a vaccine while attacking everyone else who doesn't.
But it does make you wonder, is this the end or is it the beginning? Why should it end here? The coronavirus is transmissible and it can be dangerous. But it's hardly the only illness that fits that description. There are many. So if politicians can segregate potential COVID carriers from the rest of the American population, why can't they do the same thing to people with HIV or tuberculosis or hepatitis C? Before you laugh off the possibility of that happening, see if you can answer the core question. Why wouldn't that happen? And of course, at this point, there really isn't a reason that it wouldn't happen, because the precedent has been set. And by the way, say goodbye to those HIPAA protections you thought you had. It used to be illegal to demand people's confidential medical information. Not anymore.
I want you to think also about how the bar has been moved here. And this is the point that Tucker's making so eloquently it went from no masks, no service, right? No masks, no entry, no masks, no shopping, no masks, no travel, no masks, no schooling, no masks, no church, once we allow you to go back to church, no masks, no gathering. Now we have moved the bar to no vaccine, no entry, no vaccine, no travel, no vaccine, no eat, no vaccine, no do business, no vaccine, and you can't do what the same list that we told you couldn't do without a mask. We just moved the bar so the government can continue to control you. And that is the point that Tucker Carlson is making right now. Now, there's something else I want to play for you. Fauci is, and again, you want to know how bad things are? The media is doing everything they can to help out Fauci right now. But I'm not even sure they think it's going well. The media keeps talking with Fauci, even this morning on MSNBC, where Dr. Fauci's under massive amounts of pressure because they know that he's lied or that he was pushing propaganda or that he was just an idiot by debunking and saying it was a conspiracy theory that the COVID-19 virus actually came out of the lab in Wuhan instead of a wet market. So doing damage control, he's going on CNN. Doing damage control, he's going on MSNBC. Now, I'm going to play for you first what he had to say on CNN, because CNN, of course, John Bergman, he's going to act like I'm asking a tough question this morning of the of Dr. Fauci, right? CNN interviewed thousands of Fauci emails from early on in pandemic published. We go to the source. We're going to talk to Dr. Fauci. And Dr. Fauci, I'm going to ask you a tough question here. You ready for it, Dr. Fauci?
There was an email sent to you from an executive at EcoHealth Alliance, and this is one of the companies that funded some of the research at the Wuhan lab. And this email thanked you for basically saying you believed that the origins of the coronavirus were natural. This email said, quote, I wanted to say a personal thank you on behalf of our staff and collaborators for publicly standing up and stating that the scientific evidence supports a natural origin for COVID-19 from bat to human spillover, not a lab release from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. That email was April 18th. Now, there are some of your critics who say this shows you have too cozy of a relationship with the people behind the Wuhan lab research.
By the way, that's not what critics are saying. And John Bergman there, this is part of why you don't ever trust CNN. This is the crap they pull. They ask a tough question, but it's a tough question only because they're reading his emails, Dr. Fauci's emails. Then they put words in people's mouths that are not even accurate. They say, well, some of your critics are saying that you have too cozy of a relationship with China. That's not what the critics are saying. That's a lie. That's an absolute lie about exactly what we are saying. So let me tell you what we are saying. I don't give a crap about the coziness. I give a crap about the fact that he was either willfully lying to the American people or duped by the Chinese Communist Party into selling the American people a lie, something that didn't actually happen. That's what I'm angry about. This is not about a cozy relationship. This is about the fact that he was pushing and advocating for Chinese communist propaganda and also attacking American citizens, right? Attacking American citizens, senators, congressmen, others in medicine, researchers, infectious disease doctors that were saying to him, hey, man, y'all got this wrong. There is no evidence to prove or show. There is no evidence to prove or show that this actually came out of a wet market. And there is more evidence now that points towards the lab. Because you had doctors that were sick that worked in the lab that went to the hospital before anybody else did. That's what they're saying. That's all they're saying. We're not questioning. We don't care about your cozy relationship. If you think that's what we've been saying, you're not paying attention. Listen to Fauci's response to this loaded question from CNN.
What do you say to that?
Oh, that's nonsense. I don't even see how they get that from that email. That email was sent to me from them. I have always said and will say today to you, John, that I still believe the most likely origin is from an animal species to a human, but I keep an absolutely open mind that if there may be other origins of that, there may be another reason. It could have been a lab leak.
Wow. I've never, you know, look at my words. That's not what it's saying at all. Yes, it is. That's actually what it's saying. It's exactly what it's saying. It's saying exactly that. This is what it is saying. It's saying this. I don't know how you can say it's not saying this. It doesn't make any sense. This is what it is saying. Now, he went on MSNBC, of course, to continue to do exactly what we're talking about right now. And MSNBC gave him a glowing review for his service to this country and what an amazing person he is. Take a listen.
Dr. Fauci, good morning. It's good to see you. We want to talk about the state of coronavirus, but as you may have heard, many of your emails were made public in a FOIA request from BuzzFeed and The Washington Post. So let me ask you a couple questions on that. First of all, in April of 2020, the lab leak theory from the Wuhan lab was discussed in some of your emails. Dr. Collins, the head of the NIH, seemed to suggest it was a conspiracy. Did you agree at that time in April of 2020 that the lab leak theory was a conspiracy theory?
No, not necessarily at all. The situation is that we didn't know, and we still don't know, what the origin is. That if you look historically and the way things rolled out, we all felt, and still do actually, Willie, that it is more likely to be a natural jumping of species from an animal reservoir to a human. However, since we don't know that for sure, that you've got to keep an open mind. So you could say you think one thing is more likely than the other, but the fact that it could have been something else clearly was there. It was low on the list of what we thought the likelihood was, but in fact, that's the reason why we all are now saying there's a considerable amount, appropriately, of interest in trying to find out what the origin is. And that's why we're all in favor of a fair, open investigation to see if we can actually find out the origin. Because we want to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Since those emails in April of 2020, Dr. Fauci, have you come around more to the possibility of a lab leak theory? Do you think it's more credible today than it was then?
You know, I'm not so sure. I think one of the things that has stimulated interest, which I think is important to investigate, is the idea, and we need to find out if it's true or not, of the fact that there was some people who worked at the lab who got ill. We need to find out, A, is that true? And B, what was the nature of their illness? And those are things we just need to find out. So if that's something that turns out to be an important feature, then you could say, that may lean a little bit more towards one. But what I think people might be getting confused is the conflation of, is it more interest in it? Or is there really more evidence? The evidence is very sparse, and that's the reason why we want to keep looking. The evidence for one or the other. If you look historically, the way things have rolled out, the original SARS-CoV-1, MERS, Ebola, the diseases that emerge from a reservoir in an animal, it happens all the time. And that's the reason why we feel that's the most likely. But since we haven't proven that, you've got to keep an open mind, and an open mind needs you continue to look as an open mind, not in a pejorative way of thinking that they did something nefarious or what happened. Just keep an open mind and take a look. And that's what everyone wants right now.
The conventional wisdom for so long, as you know, is that it was zoonotic, that it went from an animal to a human being. There was talk of a bat in the wet market. There were talk of pangolins in the wet market. Is there more evidence for that theory than there is the lab leak? In other words, aren't they both equally possible?
You know, obviously, when you say possible, anything is possible. And that's the reason why I say you need to keep an open mind. One of the things that people need to understand is that you need to keep looking for that link of the jump naturally from an animal to a human. I think one of the things that happened early on is that the scientists, you know, some people don't want to admit it, but the scientists in China, many of them are really very good scientists. I think epidemiology, one of the things that they did wrong is that they cleaned out the market as soon as there was this outbreak for fear that it would spread even more. That could have been an epidemiological mistake because they may have wiped out evidence of the jumping of species. But you still have to keep looking. And that's what everyone is doing, to continue to look. I have to keep emphasizing that because people who are pejorative about it and conflate different things keep saying, well, you think this, you think this. An open mind is the clear thing we need to do.
A question you probably hear.
I just laugh at this because you can very clearly hear. Very, very clearly hear that they're trying to cover their tracks, and they, and these leading questions, the way these questions are being asked, are hysterical. I mean, one of those questions that was asked there, you know, well, is there still more evidence to believe that this came from a wet market than from the Wuhan lab? I mean, they're giving him every out they can give him. Every single out that they can give him, they are giving it to him. They're trying to make it look like he's the only responsible one in the room. He also says, look, we're continuing to investigate everything, right? You can hear him saying that over and over and over and over again. You know, we are continuing to investigate. We are continuing to look at all of these other options, dot, dot, dot. We're continuing to work on this. That's a lie. This is the same group of people that said it was a conspiracy theory and that it had been debunked. That it had been debunked. That it came out of a lab in Wuhan. That it was irresponsible for Donald Trump or anyone else to say it. That you were a crazy. That Tom Cotton was crazy. That Senator Rand Paul was crazy. That Donald Trump was crazy. And now they're like, well, we've been looking at everything. No, you haven't. In fact, you could argue for the last year you guys refused to look at everything because you were pushing propaganda from the Chinese Communist government. And now you want to act like that never happened. Sorry, I'm old enough / young enough to remember last year. All right, let me say this. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends. There's a little share button. If you will please share it with your family and friends, that would be amazing. So you can help this podcast grow. We will keep bringing you all of this information that the media continues to try to bury. See you back here tomorrow.